the colourful production company logos of Prana, Wonderworld, and Vanguard Animation Studios are displayed. From the starry depth of outer space, a distant pinpoint of light travels forwards. It turns into the film's title, Space Chimps 2, Zartog Strikes Back, voiced by Tacey. The nefarious alien Zartog peers from one side. A metallic door opens to reveal three chimp astronauts.
The whole world watched as three brave chimps boldly went where no man had gone before.
A button's pushed, a rocket thrusts up into the sky.
They flew through a wormhole and were the first to discover life on another planet. That planet is called Malgor.
Aliens and chimps dance.
They even brought back a strange relic of alien life on the nose cone of their rocket. And that Fresnar-encased tyrant of planet Malgor was called Zartog.
Zartog falls from the nose cone and is flung far afield. The spaceship approaches the ground, lands on the back of a truck, and breaks it in two. Magazines and newspapers feature the returning chimps.
The world celebrated these space chimp heroes, and newspapers, TV, and ticker tape parades. They've always been my heroes, and I'm the tech whiz who helped pilot them home. They say everybody has their moment, and it's finally my moment. My name's Comet. And I am the new recruit on the next Return to Malgor mission. Computer, run systems diagnostics.
Systems online.
Initiate pre-flight check. Propellant.
Propellant, check.
Celerons.
Celerons, check.
Video feed.
Video feed to Malgor. Activated.
Hi, Comet. What's up?
Hey, Kilowatt. Greetings from the cockpit of the Horizon.
Oh, cool. You're in the ship. Have you heard anything yet?
No. But they will be posting the launch date any time now.
Well, I hope it's soon. I mean, our video chats are great, but I could really use a friend to hang out with.
I know, me too. It's just a matter of time. Planet Malgor, here I come. Got a jet. Call you at our usual chat time.
Okay, bye, Comet.
He hops into a lift and travels downwards. On getting out, he points and then mounts a unicycle that is leaning against the wall. He checks its balance, flips the wheels around and settles into the seat and pedals away. Zartog is part of a garden display, surrounded by five pink flamingos. A dachshund potters across the grass towards him, wagging its tail.
Greetings, small furry one. I am Lord Zartog. Conqueror of all conquerors, ruler of all rulers, fear my wrath.
It lifts its leg.
Revenge will be mine. Watch your back, Poochie.
333,486. 333,487.
Titan, here's your morning power drink. Need a spotter? Okay, I'm here if you need me. Houston, one grade A banana, just like you ordered.
Thanks, kid.
Gotta be in tip-top shape for the mission.
They haven't announced who's going yet, right?
Hey, I know who's going to Malgor. Me! See ya. Lieutenant Luna, here's your mission report.
Huh? Oh.
Hey, do you have time to quiz me? I see you're busy. Maybe later. Look! It's the presidential helicopter!
It kicks up a green dust as it lands.
Thanks for the lift, guys! If the president wants to shoot hoops again, just have him call my personal assistant!
Hey, fam! Welcome back! How was your trip?
Comet, baby, my main monkey man!
Trip was awesome.
Holding down the fort? You know it, Captain.
Dry. Must have fruity drink.
Thank you. So, personal assistant, how's Hammy's afternoon looking today?
Let's see. You've got two commercials, your e-profile, and you're doing 60 Minutes and VHT Cribs.
Love it.
And tonight you're guest hosting Stupid Pet Tricks with Dave Leno.
Love it. Oh, also.
Yeah.
I thought you'd like to see the results of yesterday's photo shoot.
Brokeback Monkey?
You're the new face of Lowrider Jeans, which is great PR for the agency.
Yeah, take a note. No more ham on horseback.
I think I bruised my butt.
You're the new sound of smooth jazz, 108.7, the snooze.
Huh, nice hair.
You're on every box of Chimpa Noodles.
Chimpa Noodles,
yeah!
And here's the new campaign for Calvin Klein for their men's body wash.
Use ham body wash so you can smell
just like me. Love it.
Like anyone would want to smell like you.
I'm being famous.
Oh, you've got your Katie Kelly interview. But do you have some time now? Because remember, you promised to show me how to get shot out of the cannon.
Yeah, sure, later, kid. Right now, I gotta prep for my interview. Katie is just too cute to wait.
Let me run a couple of things by you, baby. I was figuring I'd give her a little bit of this.
Air guitar.
Wow!
And then cap it off with a little, ow! Moonwalking. Moonwalking. Pretty good, right?
Did you lose some brain cells when we crash-landed?
The sun lounger he's standing on flips over and lands on top of him.
Personal assistant, can I get a little personal assistance here?
He cycles away, pausing by a billboard reading, Home of Ham and the Space Chimps.
Someday, that'll be me.
A passing car knocks him off balance.
Whoa!
A man is being interviewed from the back of the moving vehicle.
So we've redesigned the whole Space Center from top to bottom for our heroic astro chimps. Now, there's a chimp Olympic pool, there's a chimp massage center, a chimp jacuzzi, a simian weight facility, the chimp aromatherapy room, the future monkey meditation center, and we'll be upgrading our heroic chimps' living quarters to 5 stars. Wonderful.
Senator, excuse me.
What will the chimps' next mission be?
The best way to fully understand where we are is to inhabit somewhere else.
3 scientists are standing in a control room.
Oh, my.
Can you believe they actually came through with the all-you-can-eat sundae bar?
Delicious. Oh, I adore rainbow sprinkles.
I calculate that my sundae has over 4,000 rainbow sprinkles.
You know, I did my graduate dissertation on ice cream and the resultant brain freeze.
Hey, Comet, you in there? Say, how's that new banana berry coming along?
It's the bomb. I upgraded it to 3.0. I added a touchscreen, solar batteries, GPS, traffic updates, SMS, and video chat.
Okay, don't know what that means, but nicely done, kiddo. Hey, what are you doing?
Just reading emails to see if there's a launch date for the Return to Malgor mission. Man, I can't wait to go.
He's been crossed off due to budget cuts.
Huh? No. No way. That's impossible.
What?
It's the flight manifest for the Malgor mission, and my name has been crossed out.
Are you sure?
Look, it says it right here. I got cut.
I know it's hard, kid, but you got a big job here. You're our tech genius. Remember, there can't be a mission without mission control.
But I so wanted to go to Malgor and see Kilowatt. It's not fair, Houston. I trained, I helped everyone, but no one thinks I'm part of the team, even though it's all I ever wanted.
I don't know what to say, kid.
Please, don't call me kid. I'm sorry, Houston. I need to be alone.
Houston leaves. Comet presses keys on his banana laptop and twiddles controls above his head. An image appears.
Hi, Comet!
Hey, Kilowatt.
What's wrong?
I'm not going to Malgor. I got cut from the mission.
But then I'll never get to meet you and show you around.
I know. They don't seem to need me. I'd give anything, too. But let's face it, I'm not going anywhere. Check you later, Kilowatt. Comet out.
Bye, Comet.
He arrives at Ham's simian satellite.
Ham, I need to talk...
Hey, where's the fire, little buddy?
It's about the mission.
Sorry, dude. The main mission for right now is getting Big Bertha fixed before the show tonight. Yeah, just as I thought. The breach got stuck on the trunnions again.
Cannon talk.
Ham!
Hey, toss me that number 5 socket wrench, will ya?
I got cut.
It works!
Cut from the mission.
He cycles away. He pauses in front of a massive rocket and regards it with longing.
Wow.
He dismounts from his unicycle and pads his way towards a lift. He holds his security pass over a red sensor.
Access denied.
Huh. That's what you think. Commander Comet coming aboard.
He surveys the scaffolding holding the rocket in place. He races and begins to climb up. A series of silver metal tubes sweep up beside the rocket. Comet pauses and assesses his next move. Like a spider, he scampers up. He jumps up onto a high landing. Smaller red and silver tubes run from where he stands into the rocket. Using an iron girder as an overhead monkey bar, Comet pulls himself over to an iron girder. He walks carefully across and then jumps down onto the red tube hanging just below it. He loses his balance on the slippery plastic and slides off to one side. He frantically grabs hold with one hand. He drops his gaze down towards the ground far below. He regains his balance, arms outstretched, and carefully crosses to the spaceship. Finally, he stands before a small hatch. A control panel sits to one side. He takes one last look to the ground and then keys in a code on the push buttons in front of him. He's still denied access. He inserts his banana berry phone into the base of the door controls.
Banana berry synchronization in progress. Banana berry synchronization complete.
He enters the spaceship and makes his way to the flight deck. He turns on the lights. He sits in one of the chairs and makes himself at home.
Hello, rocket. Initiate pre-flight check.
Initiate pre-flight check.
Propellant.
Propellant. Check.
Celerons.
Celerons. Check.
Guidance system.
Guidance system. Online.
I wish I really could light this candle.
Lighting candle. Check.
Huh? No!
Launch procedure initiated.
I didn't mean really light this candle! I take it back! All systems stop! Override procedure!
Please say your passcode.
I don't know the passcode!
Override permission denied. Blasting off.
Mission control! Houston! I'm blasting off! Oh, somebody! Anybody! Come in!
Delicious.
Oh, is that my tummy rumbling?
They must be firing that circus cannon again.
Blasting off in 10.
No, no, no,
9,
no, 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 no!
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
The tan and black Dachshund sniffs at Zartok and lifts its leg. The spaceship soars overhead and into the sky. It leaves a rolling wave of dust in its wake that sweeps over the bungalow that Zartok stands before like an avalanche. Windows are blown and roof tiles ripped off. The Fresnar is pulled from Zartok's body, freeing the alien menace.
Behold the power of Zartok!
I said,
behold my power!
Stupid mutt.
A new day has dawned, and that day is Zartok.
He scratches at his leg and stiffly walks away. Houston approaches the simulation shuttle.
Hey, kid. I mean, not kid. I know you don't want me to call you kid, even though I usually do call you kid. And anyway, Comet, you want to talk?
He leaps in and stares at Comet's laptop.
Huh? Mission Control! Houston! Houston, I got a problem! I'm blasting off! Oh, somebody! Anybody! Come in!
Taking off? That crazy kid's heading towards the hypertunnel? Oh, man. Luna! Ham! Shoot, how do I work this thing?
The rocket flies into outer space. Stars glitter in the deep blue expanse. The lower section of the rocket falls back towards the spinning Earth. The front section of the spaceship pulls away from the middle and picks up speed. The Earth is covered in a hazy blue sheen like a halo. Inside the rocket, the banana berry phone floats.
Whoa! Zero gravity!
He unbuckles his safety harness.
Oh man, this is great.
He floats towards a window and views the football-sized Earth below.
It's even more amazing than I imagined. I am so busted. And this is so worth it. Planet Malgor, here I come.
Tucking in his knees, he forward rolls. He performs a weightless handstand, pushes off, and creates a perfect arch. He lands on his feet, only to launch upwards again.
Now approaching Jupiter.
Amazifying! I can't believe I'm really seeing this.
On the left are the rings of Saturn.
Unbelievable! I can see the rings perfectly.
Approaching Pluto.
Huh. Looks like a planet to me.
Hyperspeed initiated.
The senator bursts in on the ice cream eating scientists with his guests.
What's going on here? I don't pay you people to sit around eating banana splits.
Actually, we are having ice cream sundaes.
The monkey's got all the bananas.
Actually, get to work. Pull up those pictures of the space base. Now.
The images are of the chimps terraforming an uninhabited planet.
The astro chimps will terraform a planet and establish the first permanent habitable space base. This will be the greatest accomplishment in the history of space exploration. Now, if you'll excuse me, our scientists have been working on a top secret project, so.
What top secret project?
I'd tell you what it is, but I'd have to kill you. No, I wouldn't kill you. Yes, I would. I would.
Ham runs playful rings around Piddles the clown.
Check it out.
He pushes a banana through the clown's ears.
In, out. In, out. In, out, in, out, out. In. Oh, this guy's hilarious. I love this guy.
I think you're both missing a link. You should be studying for the mission.
If I study now, I'd just forget everything anyway. Besides, I don't need to study. I have you.
Oh, you do, do you?
Mm-hmm. And you'll do the studying for both of us.
He falls to the floor after her third tap on the head with her book.
Luna! Ham!
Houston! What up, monkey dog?
Comet took off.
Yeah, I know. I sent him to the store to get a bottle of Ham's Cocoa Butter SPF 4 tanning oil.
No, Ham. He took off like in a rocket.
What?
What?
Wait, a rocket or a rocket?
He's by himself in a rocket, and he's heading for the hypertunnel.
He's not qualified. He could get hurt. He could...
I know. He was upset he got cut from the Malgor mission. He tried to talk to me about it, but I guess I didn't listen.
Maybe I didn't listen either.
Look, we gotta talk him down before he hits the hypertunnel.
Patch us through to Comet.
What? Who, me?
It's easy. Reroute the main antenna feed through the auxiliary.
Sorry, Luna. I'm no Comet. You two better get back here. I don't think you'll listen to anyone but Ham now. Just get here fast.
How are we gonna do that?
We've gotta save Comet.
Let's burn some rocket fuel, baby. It's jetpack time.
He puts on a safety helmet.
Abracadoozle.
He presents two jetpacks and throws another helmet to Luna. She catches it and rolls it along her arms and back of the shoulders like a football, then puts it on and winks.
To infinity and a blonde.
Sure you remember how to do this?
You kidding? I got rocket fuel in my veins. Right thumb, left thumb. Pay attention, gorgeous. Let me show you how it's done.
Huh? He's propelled back inside. The door slams shut. The caravan rocks. He's eventually shot out into the sky. Woo! Woo! He creates loops in the sky. Luna carefully follows.
Take that, gravity! Whoa!
bumps into Luna and spins off at an angle.
Oh, no! No!
His jetpack falls off.
Oh, man! No!
He begins to plummet towards the ground far below. Arms and legs splayed apart, Luna grabs hold of him.
Can't keep your hands off me, can
you? Would you focus? We gotta hurry!
No! Hey, hold on! Boat! Use your hand signals! Hey! Whoa! No! Boat! Whoa!
She bangs his head on the roofs of parked cars.
Watch out for the cars!
Ham smashes a rising road barrier in half. He swallows an insect and then falls from Luna's grip and slams onto the ground. She hits a tree.
Oh, that wasn't too bad.
She lands on top of him.
Ham, you're missing a link.
He spits the insect out. It flies away.
On the right, the Whirlpool Galaxy.
Oh, man. The Hubble Space Telescope ain't got nothing on me.
He passes colorful star clusters, takes a picture of himself on his banana berry phone. Returning to the window, he stares in wonder at a purple, orange, and red ringed gossamer ball, clouds of fire, and sinuous, tube-like formations. Glowing lights pierce the heart of pearly grey swirling masses. A streak of dark chocolate becomes the spine of a ginger hunting cat. Psychedelic colours join together against the vast backdrop of the universe.
Approaching hypertunnel.
Better buckle up. Time for a roller coaster ride.
Scratching his bottom, Zartok approaches the space agency. He spots a green car driving towards him.
A metal beast. I will capture it and learn its secrets.
All right, yeah.
Zartok is thrown over the top of the car and hits the ground. It grinds to a halt.
The beasts here are very powerful.
The driver and passenger rush over to him.
Ooh.
What is it?
I think you just hit an alien.
Okay, now to master this metal beast.
Okay, the alien's driving my car.
It's all. Oh, ah, and this is the steering wheel. Yes, and the wow. Hey, let's go home.
Zartok crashes the car.
I wonder if my insurance covers that.
I would check your policy.
Warning, warning. Entering wormhole.
Okay, I got this. Fire the engines, true and fast. Red one first, blue one last. In between, hit 365, if you want to stay alive.
Luna races towards the simulation shuttle. Ham tries to keep up.
Hey, that thing you said about training? You were right, a little bit. Okay, I'm seeing spots. Is that normal? Ow, oh, my side, ah.
Houston? Houston!
In here!
Hop out and I'll patch us through.
Oh, I hope it's not too late.
Oh, no. He's already in the hypertunnel.
Whoa, guys, he'll be okay. This is Comet we're talking about. The smartest chimp in the agency. Besides, what's the worst that could happen? I mean, look at us. We all survived the hypertunnel and a crash landing, and we're all fine.
Titan, not so much.
Must keep crunching. Fate of universe hangs in balance. More crunches, less lunches. Must set world record.
Titan falls asleep, his legs wrapped around a ball hanging from the ceiling. His arms dangle.
We need to get in touch with Comet now.
I'll reroute the signal.
You can do this, Luna. You have to, because all I know how to do on that thing is download Chimps Gone Wild.
Don't look at me. I can't even find the on switch.
Hang in there, Comet. We'll get you down. Can we get him down? He's doomed, isn't he?
Fingers of lightning reach across the wormhole. Comet hallucinates as huge bananas fly towards him. His mind begins to fill with other images.
But do you have some time now? Because remember, you promised to show me how to get shot out of the cannon.
Later, kid.
Right now, I gotta prep for my interview. Katie is just too cute to wait.
Some chimps were born to push envelopes, others were born to let go.
He imagines Zartok pedaling on the unicycle, being chased by the Dachshund. Ham floats by, sipping a drink. Then Kilowatt appears.
Because I can't wait to meet you in person.
He pushes a control button.
Welcome to InStar. May I help you? Hold, please. Hey, Clive! We got another chimp stuck in a wormhole.
Exiting wormhole. Approaching planet Malgor. Landing on planet Malgor.
Correcting entry angle. What do we do next?
He steers with his feet.
Okay, reverse engines. A landing gear. Man, I so need a co-pilot right now.
He flies over small pastel-colored houses shaped like beehives.
Crash landing mode. Perfect landing. Welcome to planet Malgor.
Oh my gosh! I did it! Malgor!
Comet! Hi!
Kilowatt!
Yowzers, Comet, it's you! Wait, but I thought you said you weren't coming.
I blasted off by mistake, but I made it. On my own.
You are here. This is wonderful. Welcome to Malgor and to the village of Kilowalla Wazawahui.
Oh, I can't wait. I want to see everything. Fluvians, globhoppers, even the cave of the flesh-devouring beast.
No, anything but that.
Whoa! Your head really does light up when you get scared. That's so cool. So, which way to Kilowalla Wazawahui?
Zartok sneaks towards Mission Control, flitting from tree to tree. He regards the poster, proclaiming the site to be the home of Ham.
So, my old enemy is the leader of this planet. Well, I say, it's time for some payback.
He is zapped by an electric fence. It throws him backwards. He attacks the fence with a crowbar he finds under a tree. He's electrocuted once more. The security guard is still dozing in his box. He wakes up, yawns, and falls back into a deeper sleep.
I'll sneak into this fortress and overthrow that Ham and all those space chimp buddies of his.
With the utmost sneakiness, he tiptoes from one hiding place to another, getting nearer to the space agency and Mission Control. Comet and Kilowatt walk over lush green grass towards a sharp-pointed blue mountain.
I am proud to present the happy village of Kilowalla Wazawahui.
The pretty village nestles before them. A purple fluvian flies overhead.
Wow.
He reaches out to Kilowatt. She places her tiny hand on his. They walk down to the village. Having entered the space agency, Zartok searches for Ham.
Not very impressive for a ruler's grand palace. Ham needs a better designer.
Comet and Kilowatt meet the villagers.
Hey, Lumba!
Hi!
Hi, Zala!
Oh, a space chimp!
Oh, oh. Ever since you guys saved us from Zartok, Malgor has been great!
Zartok discovers the treadmills.
Huh? Oh. Another beast. I will master its power.
Oh!
Ha ha! Oh! Ah, wait!
He jumps on and starts one.
What do you... Whoa!
He somersaults several times and is thrown off against a wall. Comet and Kilowatt join the villagers in a conga.
Jump in!
Wow! Unbelievable!
Well, what are you waiting for?
Titan continues his hanging stomach crunches. He somersaults and jumps down to the floor.
All right, there you have it. 1 million crunches performed at various times in a non-linear fashion for a purpose that I no longer remember. Woo! Booyah!
Oh, yes! Kilowalawa's Wahoons are happy in all things now. They are happy to eat together. They are happy to play together.
It seems so happy.
Oh, it is. Especially now that you're here.
She runs rings around him.
Hey, you want to see something cool?
The Banana Berry 3.0. You finished it.
Check it. You got your touchscreen. Oh, no! What? Ah! I can't make it stop! I'm so sorry, Kilowatt. I hope I didn't hurt them.
I don't think it hurts them. I think it makes them kind of goofy.
I think the radio frequency of the Banana Berry interferes with their alien brain functions.
So, are you ready for a tour of Planet Malgor?
I'll get the jetpacks.
Why not use ours?
The Falluvian lands and allows the duo to climb upon its back. Titan walks along the corridors of Mission Control.
Hey, it's Artok, old chap.
Ah, yes. You're not the cute one. You're not the annoying one. You're the big one. The smart one. The really smart one.
A long time no see. When did we last see each other?
I'm guessing back on Malgor.
Our driving lessons on Malgor, of course. So, where you been hanging out lately?
Where have I been hanging out lately? In a backyard garden.
Sounds serene. Well, good to see you again. You're looking uglier than ever. Be proud of your freakish alien heritage.
Where's Ham?
He's probably in the Simian Center. Here, let me give you a tour. This place has everything. A centrifuge, otherwise known as the Vomitron. We've got a treadmill, Simian Weight Center. We've got monkey meditation, a jacuzzi. When I get stiff, I like the koozie. Now, over here is Mission Control. Can't have a space agency without a Mission Control. Hush, hush, state secrets, that sort of thing.
Secrets? I'd like to hear them.
Well, that depends. Can I trust you? Look me in the eyes, Artok. I've been burned before.
Why, yes! Of course you can. You can trust me.
Congratulations, you've just obtained level 5 clearance. Come on in.
Wow, that was easy.
Fresca's in the fridge to the left. Hell, you can eat sundae bars to the right. Make yourself at home. Mi casa es su casa. Mi Mission Control es su Mission Control. Huh?
Titan leaves Artok in Mission Control, closes the door, and walks away.
Whoa! This is awesome! This is like the best roller coaster ever!
Hold on tight, Comet! This is where it gets fun! Hey, look! Over there's Globhopper Valley!
This is so cool!
They swoop through the clouds and fly above dramatic valleys and peaks of a mountainous area that resemble the Rockies in western North America.
This is awesome!
This is just the beginning!
Trumpet-shaped flowers grow in a meadow below.
Faster! Faster!
They sweep and swoop and loop the loop.
We have developed commercial applications of the wormhole technology like you requested.
The senator snatches the control.
No. Be careful. That is very dangerous. Please do not be pointing that at people.
I knew you eggheads would somehow pay off one day. All right, show me what else it can do.
Well, it's a deep particleizer, so it pretty much only deep particleizes things.
But that never gets old. Watch this.
A table disappears.
Think of the savings on furniture, polish, and tech support.
What else can we make disappear? What about an entire country?
Or an entire planet.
A globe evaporates.
I could use that thing to get rid of Ham.
I love it! I want to run a live demonstration for Congress. Or maybe a demonstration on Congress.
Ah, schnitzel fruit. They're the most scrumptious fruit in all the land. Here, you want to try one?
This is delicious.
I thought you'd like it.
Oh, they don't make fruit like that back home. Oh, this place is perfect.
On my planet, we only give schnitzel fruit to very special friends.
Colored jelly beans approach.
What? Globhoppers! Awesome!
He juggles them.
This is so weird. They do feel like jello.
Come on, Comet. This way. You're gonna love this.
Sir, we were wondering, are we supposed to be exploring space or blowing it up?
What's the difference? You're supposed to do what you're told, not ask questions.
How many of these have you made?
Just a prototype.
Uh-huh. So, just the one that the freaky blue alien is pointing at us right now.
Ugh, what is that?
Wow, look at that!
Come on, hurry up!
Wow.
Let's go, Slowpoke.
I am Zartok, the rightful ruler of planet Malgor, and soon to be ruler of planet Earth. And I know a good weapon when I see one. Now tell me where your leader Ham is, or I will blast you all into oblivion.
Anybody understand him?
Comet and Kilowatt bounce on giant mushrooms.
Whoa!
Well, come on, Comet, jump in!
What are these things called?
Whatever you want. How about bouncy shrooms?
Maybe jump shrooms. Or no, a fungaroos.
I like it!
As Comet jumps, he tucks his knees into his chest.
Dag, you're it!
Hey!
You'll never catch me!
Oh, yes, I will! Hey, not fair! My arms are too short!
Told you you could!
Gotcha! Now you're it!
They chase each other across the bouncy jump shrooms.
I think he's speaking an alien language.
I'll make first contact.
Huh? Speed that up. Perhaps he speaks the universal language of super cool dance.
Are you trying to say get jiggy with me?
This is how we do it at Mission Control. Break it down now. Take it downtown. Do the moonwalk. Watch me. Add a solar flare. Recompress air. End with a glide. Like a rocket ride. I say Hubble, you say telescope. Hubble?
Huh?
Don't leave me hanging.
He sashays away and then pirouettes back to the group.
Anybody?
Hey, you can't point that at me. I oversee the department that funds it. How dare you? I'll have you know that I'm an institution in this institution.
He disappears.
Oh, check me out. Still going on my blog.
He stands on the nose.
What's a blog? We can't...
I'm on top of the world!
No!
He hangs underneath the fluvium.
Comet, where are you? You're okay! Don't ever do that again!
She hugs him close.
Huh? He deporticalized the senator.
So much for government oversight.
Maybe we can bring the senator back.
Start talking. How do I use my new weapon to destroy planet Malgor? And where is your leader, Ham?
Comet and Kilowatt continue their journey. He reaches for his banana berry phone.
Earth to Comet!
Comet to Earth! Come in, Earth!
Comet, thank goodness!
Little buddy! Are you okay, kid? Not kid. Person. Tween. No, chimp. Did I just put my foot in my mouth? Tastes like hair. Comet, are you all right?
I'm great.
Hi, Luna.
I'm on Malgor.
Hi, Houston. Hello, Ham.
Hey, Kilowatt. Comet, my man. Dude, I didn't think you were ready for the cannon, and now you're on an alien planet. So what's Malgor like this time of year?
It's better than I ever dreamed about.
How, why, and when did you blast off?
Yeah, about that. I was just sitting in the rocket, and the autopilot just took over. But don't worry. Everything's chill.
Chill? You mean the atmospheric temperature in Malgor is low?
Oh, it's great here. We're having so much fun.
Tell them about when we were on the fluvium.
And after all...
And you almost fell off.
Do you have enough oxygen?
Oh, wait. Do you remember when we were on the jump shrooms and we fell off?
Hey, come in, Comet. Well, what's wrong?
I think you have to be there.
Hang tight, kid. Comet, we'll get you home in one piece.
Don't worry about me. I'll fly back in a week. Or three. TTFN.
TTF what? What's wrong with him?
Honey, our teenager is growing up. It happened so fast.
Guess who I just ran into? Old Zartog.
Huh? Nice guy, though. I gave him a tour of the place.
Gave him level 5 clearance to mission control. Oh, you should have been there. It was hilarious. He stole a device that departicalizes matter, annihilated the senator, and then announced plans for the end of the Earth and Malgor. Hilarious!
You did what?
He did what?
I did what?
Luna, pull up the spy cam in mission control. Hit command option 3.
They observe as Zartok makes everything disappear.
Holy cow!
Titan, have you lost your marbles?
Now tell me how to blow up a planet with this thing.
Oh no, what have I done?
Oh, not much. Just gave Zartok a way to destroy the entire planet.
I'm going to destroy Ham and all the rest of the hairy, smelly little Earthlings.
I'm thinking our decision to bring a Fresnar-encased alien back to Earth.
Big mistake! Say goodbye, Earth nerds.
I know he's speaking alien, but did he just call us nerds?
I think actually he said something about flour tortillas. Just a hunch.
I thought he said take me to your all-you-can-eat ice cream sundae bar.
You know, it may need to go outside and go to the bathroom. Oh, I'm being departicalized and having my DNA transmogrified.
Malgor is next!
Kilowatt's head shines brightly.
Kilowatt!
I'm a it sorted out. Happens.
Ham, we need a plan. Right. We've got a tech problem with that zapper, and we need our tech genius to fix it.
I thought you guys didn't need me.
We'll be toast if we don't have you back here pronto.
Comet, you are mission critical.
Comet, get here fast.
If Zartog's got some sort of departicalizer, I could lose my friends forever. Ham, Luna, Titan, Houston, everybody. They could all disappear. I could be their only hope. I have to go back.
I know. They're your friends, and they need you. I understand. You have to go. And I'm coming with you.
You do that? Leave planet Malgor? Your home? For me? Actually, now that you mention it, I almost crashed getting over here. I could really use a co-pilot.
Great!
Wait, no, no! What am I thinking? I can't let you come. This mission will be dangerous. If the hypertunnel doesn't kill us and we don't crash, we'll still have to face Zartog.
Am I your friend?
Yes. You're the best friend I've ever had.
Friends don't let friends down.
He flaps his arms.
Let's go.
They ride the Fluvian back to the spaceship and hurry inside.
Better strap in. It's gonna get bumpy.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Man, I'm sure glad you're here. It was almost impossible trying to fly the ship on my own. Those are for the thrust, and those are for the wing flaps. They go up and down. I'll tell you how much and when.
Thrust and flaps. Righto.
Computer, initiate launch procedure.
Initiating launch procedure.
Let's light this candle.
Lighting candle.
Goodbye, Malgor. I'll miss you.
Return to Earth initiated.
Ham, Luna, and Titan get into position.
As you can see, I'm sneaking down the hallway to Mission Control, where Zartog is taking over.
Why are you talking with an Australian accent?
Accent? What accent? Oh, I thought it sounded more dramatic. I'm live vlogging for the Discovery Channel.
Ah, never mind. What's the plan?
Shouldn't the commander technically come up with the plan?
The commander who let Zartog take over?
Yes, but if I hadn't let Zartog take over, then we wouldn't need the aforementioned plan, so I was responsible for creating the demand for a plan that, combined with my seniority and my chiseled, heroic looks, means that I am in charge, so I get to make the plan.
Okay, so what's your plan?
Right. Well, I just did 1 million ab crunches, so time for a nap.
Anyone else have a plan?
Patience, Luna, whose name rhymes with tuna. We wake up Commander Coma, we sneak in, I do a little distracting, and then you guys jump him.
Oh, so you're gonna do tricks and we're supposed to jump him. That's your plan?
Chillax. Don't be hating on my plan. I'm also gonna pick the lock and get us into Mission Control. Let's see. Houston's banana closet, the lock on the new ice cream sundae bar, the senator's limo. Ooh, Luna's locker room. Kidding. Got you for a second, though. Ah, here it is. Mission Control. Thought I was out of fingers.
Luna presses the entry button. The door opens.
Or one could do it that way.
They enter. The spaceship races back to Earth.
Hang on, Kilowatt.
What's happening?
We're just going through a little rift in space and time is all.
Oh, that makes sense.
KW, you gotta turn off the high beams. I can't see the pilot.
Control your fear.
Ham, Luna, and Titan arrive at Mission Control.
Now, I'm sneaking into Mission Control on my belly like a wild croc hunting his prey.
Would you shut it?
Titan falls asleep on Ham.
Titan, stay awake.
This is your last chance. Quit pretending you don't understand me and tell me where I can find Ham.
The more it tries to communicate, the less I understand it. But I do find its ugliness becoming strangely adorable.
Huh?
Maybe we should try Spanish. ¿Dónde está la cuarto de baño? In Hindi we say muchaya taxi chaya.
Un quase un tita in Nisre.
No, no, no. Take me to your leader, Ham, and the other space chimps. Take me to the one you call Ham! Where is Ham? The little ugly one? Huh? With the dumb look on his face, the crossed eyes, the big ears? Mm? The moronic expression! Who looks like this? I am Ham. Look at me. I am so stupid.
Oh, come on! Piddles does a better impression of me than that. You want me, Zartog? Come and get me.
He aims the departiculizer at Ham, who somersaults out of harm's way. Titan rushes the despot, but falls asleep. Ham checks the chief's pulse. He leans back. Zartog zaps another beam at him. Ham jumps and lands by the remaining scientists.
Ham!
No! Why? Why?
I never wanted a departiculizer. I just wanted to build a low-fat smoothie yogurt dispenser.
Dr. Poole, I have always loved you.
I know, Dr. Jagu. I know. No! I tickle.
No!
Shoot. There goes half of mission control. I'm gonna have to bring Comet in the old-fashioned way. Talk him down.
Oh, look, here we are again.
I have you now, Ham.
Huh? Comet is unconscious.
Comet, Comet, come here, can you read me? Repeat, can you read me?
Regiland clear, Houston.
Now you're coming in real fast. Comet, you sure you're up for this? It's not too late to ditch the ship and eject.
No, I got this, Houston. Trust me.
What happened? Where are we?
Kilowatt, welcome to Earth.
It's even more beautiful than I ever imagined.
Okay, Houston. It's time to bring this bird home.
Let's see. Up a little, maybe?
Up a little? That's it?
Entering Earth's atmosphere. Danger. Nose cone overheating.
It's okay. Don't panic. I just gotta find a teeny tiny little runway down there. Somewhere.
Landing gear malfunction.
You're just gonna have to wing it. You gotta land by sight and feel.
I am feeling something. Fear!
I can't see.
Kid, you're coming in too fast, too low, and in the wrong zip code.
That's better.
Control your fear. Control your fear. Control your fear. Control your fear.
Up on the left flaps.
Left flaps up.
Good. Now down a bit.
Down a bit. Roger.
Oh, I picked a bad year to quit eating bananas. Oh, who cares?
Finally. Now I've got you.
Yeah, you do. But before you destroy me, how about a little magic? Tonight, for one night only, all the way from... well, from over there, you will see me bend the laws of physics and reality in a way that is magical. Ta-da! Huh? What else do I have in the bag o' magic? Let's see here. Have you seen this one? Pull the rabbit out of the hat.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it's a short-haired rabbit. Okay, it's a guinea pig. You caught me. But it came out of the hat. Hey, careful with him. That is Nibbles. He was on the first Mars mission. Watch this.
He makes a banana disappear.
Huh? And this.
He pulls the banana from Zartok's bottom.
Ooh, it's magic. I don't know if I'd eat that if I were you. Hang tight. Here comes the big finale. Whoops. Where'd it go? Look fast. Presto, change-o, magnifico. Ta-da!
Wait. Where did it go?
Where did it go?
Where did what go?
Reveal.
The magic runs deep with the monkey.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Then wait till you see this.
He makes the departiculizer he's holding disappear.
Okay, Ham, let's not overdo it. We have the thing we...
Not here. Or here. So it must be...
Here. Ta-da!
What's it doing there? Okay, abracadabra. Wham, kazam, thank you, ma'am. Bing, boom, bangalier, deep particleizer, reappear. Shoot. No!
Now for my trick. You're going to disappear. Say goodbye, Ham.
Look out! Huh?
The beam hits Dr. Jagu.
Oh, no. I will never realize my dream to be the first rocket scientist to become a soloist for the American Ballet Theater.
He leaps and pirouettes in a graceful balletic way across a pure white room. He clicks his heels and dances off. Dr. Poole suddenly appears, spinning around. Dr. Jagu returns and lifts her high over his shoulders. He throws her into the air. Dr. Bob flattens him. He's holding a mug in one hand. His drink follows. He takes a sip. The doctor disappears. Ham straps on a jetpack. Zartok fires the departiculizer beam at him.
Ham!
Zartok regards her. Ham lands.
Hello, space toad. Anyone ever tell you you're kind of cute when you're angry? Well, they lied. So, by the way, what was it like being a lawn ornament? Make any interesting friends of the canine variety? Huh? Arf, arf, woof, woof.
Zartok notices another jetpack behind him. Ham winks at Luna. Zartok puts the jetpack on. Huh? Ham flies out of the room. Zartok takes a moment to work out the controls and then follows him. Ham and Zartok fly around the outside of the space agency.
Whoa! Whoa! Not even close! It was pretty close.
Zartok continues to fire beams at Ham.
Will you stay still?
Zartok is chasing Ham on jetpacks.
That's not good.
We gotta help Ham.
Landing the ship is gonna be hard enough. You need to focus on that.
Ham, who continues to be chased by Zartok, notices the space shuttle nearby. Comet aims the spaceship at Zartok. The wing of the ship catches his jetpack and knocks it off. With great difficulty, Zartok climbs over the ship's roof.
Hold on, Kilowatt. This could get a little shaky.
Comet turns the ship from side to side. Zartok is knocked back onto the wing. He desperately clings on, but is thrown off the ship. Zartok appears on the windscreen.
Here's Zartok! You can't get rid of me that easy!
Maybe we can knock him off!
He pushes the nose cone towards the ground and increases the ship's speed. Zartok begins to slip off. At the last second, Comet pulls the nose up and the ship skims and then lifts away from the ground. Zartok falls away.
You did it, kid! You got rid of Zartok!
Woo!
That was some fancy flying. Now let's land this thing. I'll get the landing truck.
He slides down a drain pipe and into the truck.
Come on, come on. All right, go, 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 go.
The ship circles in the air, trying to achieve the perfect landing angle. It chases after the truck, being driven down below.
Level off. I'll try to get under you.
Got it.
Houston pulls gear levers and presses buttons. The ship sweeps and swoops behind him.
You're still too hot!
That's it. Easy does it, Kilowatt.
The truck swerves one way, the ship the other. Finally, they both meet. Houston slams on the brakes.
Yee-haw! That is what I'm talking about! He nailed it!
That was amazing. Nice job, Comet.
I couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, shucks. Earth, I can't believe we made it.
Comet puts on sunglasses, steps out, and falls to the ground.
Oh. Welcome home, space chimp.
Kilowatt surveys the surroundings. Zartok claws his way up the tail end of the truck.
I hate to break up this strange reunion, but Zartok's back.
He zaps Kilowatt.
Kilowatt! No!
Comet, remember the banana berry. It worked on Malgor. It will work here.
You're next. Any last requests?
Yeah, I'd like to make a phone call.
Huh? I'm feeling funny!
Ham swoops down towards Zartok. As the pair collide, the departiculizer is thrown from Zartog's grasp. In slow motion, they both reach for it. Ham grabs it first and aims it at Zartok.
But wait! You still have so much love to give!
Well, that takes care of Zartok.
And our best scientists and half of Mission Control.
And my best friend. Huh. Let me see that thing. Oh, according to Einstein's theory, you could double the particle velocity, inverting the acceleration and reversing time. Here goes nothing. It worked!
You brought them all back!
That's our boy.
Good work, buddy. Now that's what I call a magic trick.
It seems we've been reparticalized.
Your voice sounds very weird.
Your voice sounds weird, too.
Their voices are mixed up. I'm glad mine doesn't sound like a girl's or something. Oh, no!
Comet, can you take care of this?
Already on it.
Testing, testing. Oh, now that is more like it.
I think the chimps just saved us.
Yes, and it appears he has just returned from a second trip to Malgor with even more aliens.
You know, maybe the chimps should be running the space agency instead of us.
That would definitely free up more time for romance.
And belly dancing.
Testing, one, two. Testing, testing. Okay. This project is officially weird. The ray gun thingy is canceled. All right, just cancel it. Just focus on the terraforming mission, and that's it. All right? I'm going to eat an ice cream sundae. Thank you. Goodbye.
Comet, you saved us. You're a hero. Can I call you Captain Comet?
Yeah. Who flew to Malgor and back all by himself? You. Well, not entirely. I did have some help from a very awesome co-pilot. I kind of feel bad about Zartok.
Really? You want him back?
Yeah, his toad-like ugliness and maniacal pursuit of global domination was kind of entertaining.
Maybe a teensy tiny bit. Okay, a teensy tiny bit of Zartok coming up.
I am Zartok. Hear me, squeak. What the heck?
The tiny Zartok gazes up at those around him.
Vengeance will be mine!
He scampers off into the distance on tiny feet.
Ladies and gentlemen!
The scientists fly past Fiddles.
Tonight! Special benefit to support the space agency and save the chimp fund. We have a very special surprise.
Ta-da! Introducing the monkey with the most.
The pimp chimp who's no wimp. Put your opposable thumbs together for the one and only Comet!
The pimp chimp who's no wimp. I'll have to remember that.
Titan and Luna raise Comet's arms as they stand on a high platform. Kilowatt circles down below. He rides his unicycle onto a high wire.
Now, because you demanded it, it's time for Spin the Chimp. Hopefully this chimp won't toss his bananas.
He dives to a trampoline below and somersaults up onto a high post.
Is it me, or is this guy great? Here you go, kid.
He throws him his helmet.
Can I really? Oh, thanks, Ham.
He performs some keepy-uppy-style tricks with it, throws it high, and catches it on his head. He jumps into the cannon.
Ready? Oh, yeah, I am so ready. Remember, Comet, keep your head up and reach for the stars.
The fuse is lit. Comet explodes from the cannon in a puff of smoke and heads out of the circus tent towards the full moon. Zartok pushes aside giant blades of grass and peers around. He races over to the garage door, then runs towards the lawn, but pulls up sharply as he becomes aware of the sleeping dachshund. He tiptoes sideways away, picks up speed, trips over a stone, and is sent flying into the legs of a pink flamingo. One by one, they fall over. The dog wakes up.
Nice poochie. Nice poochie.
The dog chases Zartok as he clambers over the fallen flamingos. Nibbles, the space-helmeted guinea pig, joins in. Zartok runs into the distance. He's chased back again. A view of the Earth from space is shown. The end.